Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries, and I want to welcome you again to Elijah Bootcamp School of the Holy Spirit. That's right, we're still going strong. I just gave you guys a little bit of a break. Eat your turkey and you know, all that stuff, and get fat so you can come on back. Get fat in the spirit. You got fat in the natural, and that's how we get fat in the spirit. But not to just sit around and be fat, but to go and help somebody else that is malnute and skinny in the spirit. Well, I really, really hope you guys are being encouraged and strengthened by the videos and by the word that's going out. God put it on me, and I'm going to do what God has commissioned me to do as it concerns this. And get you guys these spiritual vitamins. I know you guys, everybody and their mothers had been asking. And now they're out there. So you got to watch the videos. It's going to be a great help to you. There may be some things you need to go back to. Some things you need to pray about. Some things you need to ask the Lord. God, clarify this so I can grow. This is about growth. This is not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, we have so many people that operate as prophets and in the prophetic, but no one ever teaches it. No one helps you. No one stops to help you understand that before you can start walking prophetically, you need to start walking supernaturally in God. And before you can walk supernaturally in God, you have to get the faith of God. So that's why we went through having the faith of God and living supernaturally, naturally. What does it mean, the realms and dimensions of faith, and then sonship in the gospel? And we went through the spirit of revelation and getting an anointing and the Isle of Patmos and the throne room experience. And we even went on down to what triggered my prophetics, what got me in the game, what got me in this thing. And then next, we are going to tackle tonight one of the most, I think one of the closest things, if not the closest thing to my heart, as a prophetic vessel, is the prophetic ward, the prophet's chamber. What is my prophetic ward? What is a prophetic chamber? What is the prophet's chamber? What happens in that place? We're going to learn today that if you don't have a secret place where God can meet you, especially if you're a prophet, you are in trouble. There is no such thing. Hear me. There is no such thing, you calling yourself, God calling yourself a prophet, and you're preaching 52 weeks out the year, 24/7, 365, and you got a fresh word from God. There's no way that can happen. You always on tour, you're always preaching. It can't be fresh, because when you can't be, I run from people that say they're prophets and they're preaching seven times, you know, in a day and a half. You know, they're preaching seven times, and I got five over here, doc, and I'm traveling. You can't be in the spirit to hear the next instruction if you're always traveling, if you're always moving, if you're always around people that are in a lower level of faith than you are, if you're always demeaning yourself to customary and common things, there's no way God can call you into a high place, into a secret place. A lot of times people get on prophets because a lot of times they're distant. They're not distant because they're trying to be deep. They're distant because they need to hear God. There's a difference between hearing God and hearing man. Because sometimes you can get too so close to man, you end up preaching each other's messages. And then you stop hearing from God. But when you got a real call from God, God sends you to your face and super glues you down there until, first of all, he deals with you. The first thing God's going to deal with is you. He's not going to deal with your ministry. He's not going to deal with your word, what you got to give the people. God deals with prophets about them. And as God deals with prophets about them, he begins to deal with them about the nation. They see a prophetic example or paradigm or metaphor with how God is talking to them about how God is about to talk to the nations. Come on, let's pray, because I'm already started teaching. But Father God, we thank you. We thank you right now, God, for your word. We thank you, God, it's alive, it's operative, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, God, rightly cutting asunder, God, even the soul and the spirit, God, even to the divine breath of life, God. Father God, judging and discerning the intents of the heart. Father God, I thank you right now, God, that every demon, every devil, every hindrance, every blockage is being removed now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree total and complete victory, God, for your people, God, in the word. God, help us to stand up in the word. Help us to eat the word. Help us to digest the word so we can produce the word. God, so we can manifest the word, God. God, that we can do those things that you called us to do, God, even those greater works, God. And we thank you, God, for a mighty anointing. God, bless your people. God, bless those. God, bless every person that sees this. God, I pray, God, for tonight, God, that you send supernatural, spiritual penetration into the hearts of your people. God, that they hear with prophetic ears. Let the blindness fall from their eyes, Father God. The stoppers come out of their ears, Father God. Let the scales fall from their eyes and the blindness from their heart, God. Open us up, God. We want our eyes to be flooded with light so we can take on the spirit of understanding in your word. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for that supernatural clarity to speak those things which be not as though they were. God, give us the supernatural oomph and the ability and the capability, God, to begin to speak the invisible, God, so we can do the impossible. I give you glory, honor, and praise for it now, God. In Jesus' name, God, let us speak those invisible manifestations. Let us speak, God, what you have never said. God, let us speak what your eyes see. And I give you the glory and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Lord Jesus, I'm already 6 minutes into my video. I got 3 minutes left. Praise God. But I pray that you're being blessed. I know I'm being blessed. God is doing such a mighty thing in my life and in the life of the ministry and other things God has me to attend to. And God is just stretching me. So you guys keep me in prayer, okay? But I want you to go with me, if you would. I want to give you a scripture. I want you to go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. I want you to see something here. I want you to see something. And you guys know as curriculum, we've been using the Prophet's Dictionary by Apostle Paul A. Price as a, you know, go-between with the word to help bring up some definitions. That's an awesome book. That's an awesome book. If you're a prophet or someone that operates in the prophetic, to really help to understand, help people to understand what we say. Because sometimes it's not always that well understood. And God's trying to bring clarity to the prophetic so people can understand it. So that you know the difference when you got a real prophet in your midst or a mysticist. Or someone either in their flesh or someone that's either blind or charismatic or a functional witch. You got to understand what you're dealing with. It's time for the people of God to come up. Not go down, come up. It's time to come up where God is. And that's all the prophetic ward is. That's what the high place is. That's what the prophetic chamber is. And we're going to learn about all that. But I want you to go with me, 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. And one thing that I really, really want to pull out to you and stress to you. We got one more minute. And I want you to go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 10 in the second video. But I got to say this. You got to understand that when God begins to pull you, even those of you that are like, you know, God's been sending me to the threshing floor. You have to understand that the threshing floor is a place where you ascend. It's not a place where, you know, though you're going down physically to lay prostrate in prayer. What's happening is God is elevating your spirit and God's taking you above the status quo. He's taking you above the natural. He's taking you above what you thought you were able to do, what you thought you were capable of doing. So when you go to your high place, when you go to your chamber, when you go to your Garden of Gethsemane, when you go to your Isle of Patmos, know that you always ascend. You always climb. I remember talking about being in the presence of the Lord and having a prophetic chamber. Jacob lay down in one place, and when he woke back up, having that dream of those angels ascending and descending on that ladder, he said, I was in the house of the Lord. I was in the house of God, and I did not know it. And a lot of you, God has been changing your prayers and sending you to another place in your prayer life because he is calling you to higher ground. I want you to sit and let that marinate for a minute. And when you're finished marinating, come on back for clip 2, all right? All right.